At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah, got to have a Suge Knight vanilla ice situation with Tua restructuring his contract and get Devon Achane on this team for a very long time.
$55 million, drop me.
So I feel like I've been unreasonably angry for the first hour of the show on a Victory Monday. Canes won, Dolphins won.
Double Victory Monday.
Double Victory Monday. I mean,
because the Canes victory didn't move the bar at all.
I think it may have. I'll get to this Dan Radakovich thing that he sent out in a minute. But I will say this. This was, you had mentioned Trey Wingo inexplicably earlier. This is what he posted on Twitter. I'll say it again. The college football coaching cycle is the most lawless, uncontrolled, ridiculous thing in all of sports. Serious question. What does the NCAA actually do? What is their purpose? They stuck their heads so far in the sand when they knew NIL was coming, and they let these schools do whatever the hell they want when it comes to hiring someone. And he's 100% right. Like, there is a governing body that could say there's a blackout date the moment the regular season ends, or if you coach the final game of the regular season, you are unable to negotiate. I mean, the NBA has blackout dates.
The NFL, Hawk, is the perfect example. The NFL has a date where coaches, general managers can move following the season. Period. End of story. And if you're trying to negotiate with anybody who's on a staff, you have to get permission.
Correct. And teams deny permission all the time. Mm. And in this instance, Ole Miss would probably say, Lane, we understand if you want to go to LSU. And when bowl season is over, have at it. You can take whoever you want. We're not going to stand in your way. But, I mean, to do this right now, maybe at the expense, I don't know, of Ole Miss even getting into the playoffs. I mean, there's talk of, hey, the way they punished FSU is the way you could punish Ole Miss. There is a stipulation that says if a player or a coaching change makes a dramatic change in what's perceived to be the outcome. But again, I was annoyed by that with FSU, because then you're saying what you're witnessing during the season doesn't actually matter. It's what we think might happen now in the postseason. And if that's the case, by the way, look at what the bleeping Canes are doing and tell me that they wouldn't blow out half those teams.
It's an outdated system. Because like you said, the NIL.
It's flawed.
It's flawed, but it's outdated. This didn't happen 10 years ago.
Correct.
Coaches didn't leave. There was no college football playoffs. Guys left before the bowl game. Who gives a damn if you coach in the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl or whatever? Like, even the big bowls. The Cheez-It Bowl, obviously, but the big bowls, nobody cared. Okay, you're going to win the bowl or lose the bowl. Okay, who cares? Now it really means something. NCAA is always going to be a step behind, because what are they being judged on, Hawk? You to get upset by him?
Right, right. They literally, there's nothing you can do.
Solana, the blackout dates. Ooh, we're talking about it. It's nothing they can do. They put their head in the sand and continue to make billions of dollars.
Right.
Why would I pull my head out
the sand?
Why
would you? I totally agree with it. Why would you?
Because the only people who consistently get hurt in the NCAA are not the millionaires, are not the people at the top. It's the players, consistently. The players
But the players have the ability to move now as well. It's lawless. Like, it's completely lawless. They're trying to change it a little bit. I will say, again, the coaching moves seem to be even a little more lawless because you can take everyone with you. Mm-hmm. A player, now maybe you have a wink and a nod with someone else, but a player pretty much is making a decision for him and himself only. A coach really is making a decision probably for 10 players, mm-hmm. 18 coaches, 12 support staff. Like, he's going to gut that program. He's going to gut that program. God bless him. If that's what he wants to do, that's fine. I don't begrudge anybody for making more money and getting a higher profile job. I just have an issue with the way and the time in which it's playing out and the trying to couch it with, well, I wanted to stay there and coach.
Yeah,
of course you wanted to stay there.
Would you let your coach, like, I would want somebody to ask Lane that. If your OC or DC took the job at LSU and you're at Ole Miss, would you let him coach out the rest of the season?
He did an interview yesterday with Marty Smith, and he said, I totally understand where Ole Miss is coming from.
You get it. The thing is that the NCAA, they don't want to do anything because they don't have to. You say, what do they do? And I've had this conversation. What do? They extremely regulate the sports that don't matter.
Right.
Swimming, right. Volleyball. They have rules on those, but nobody wants to leave USC to go to UCLA in the middle of the season in volleyball. They don't want to upset the moneymakers. The NCAA makes money off football and basketball. Why would I piss off LSU or Ole Miss?
I get it.
Why would I want to upset the
SEC?
I want to upset the SEC?
I totally get it.
Keep them happy. We keep our check coming. We shut the hell up and sit down somewhere.
I do get it. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Wow, we're already in December. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. We're in December, which means hurricane season is over. Not one hurricane touched the U.S. How about that?
We're going on about 7 years, right?
No.
Miami or South Florida?
Miami.
Oh, it's, Miami. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was talking about the entire state of Florida. No.
Last year, they wrapped around and told Tampa.
But South Florida hasn't been impacted.
It's been a minute.
Since, I mean, the Keys and Irma and the west coast of Florida, but like Miami, at least where I live, Wilma in 2006 was like the last major hurricane.
Yeah. Been a minute. Wilma pushed a tree on my house in Davie.
Stock up, stock down from DolphinsTalk.com. I happen to like this website, and I'm sure it's just a guy that runs it. Stock up, Devon Achan. He writes, as I say, after every game, we can pencil him in this category each week. Another outstanding performance by the best player on this Dolphins team. Stock up, Rasul Douglas. Big interception in the first half, and he played very well in his return to the lineup. I saw something that he's going to be running laps or doing push-ups or something for getting tackled.
He owes the rest of the DB room $2,000.
Because he got tackled.
Because he didn't take the interception back to the house.
I thought he took a weird angle. I thought if he would have kept to the outside.
He could have ran over Tyler Shuck, and instead he tried to come back in towards the lineman. Yeah. But also, Rasul Douglas, not the fastest DB in the world.
He wasn't flying. I know that.
I don't even think you needed to fly to get to the end zone there. And stock up Jordan Brooks. Once again, led the team in tackles. He had a fantastic tackle for loss in the first half. Stock down Tua Tagovailoa. He was god-awful today. He has no mobility in the pocket at all anymore. By the way, there were a couple times where I literally laughed out loud on my couch watching the game because I just think it's so staggering to watch him scramble with air quotes. To watch him do it when you've watched other quarterbacks do it in the NFL or in college even, like to watch him do it is kind of staggering. He slid too early once as well, which was super annoying. Like he got up all celebratory. Like, what is going on here?
He does it. Let's say stumble, not scramble, Hawk. Let's change this word. He stumbles around
the
pocket.
But he did hit the rushing over.
And he falls like the lady on the Life Alert commercial.
He has no mobility in the pocket at all anymore. He threw a horrible INT that hung up in the air forever, making it easy for the defender to pick off. And he just makes too many mistakes. The days of blaming the offensive line or anyone and everything else around him are over. He just isn't good enough. That's according to DolphinsTalk.com. He's also got Mike McDaniel a stock down. His clock management at the end of the first half was atrocious, letting over 50 seconds run off the clock and settling for a field goal. It is painfully obvious McDaniel does not have faith in his quarterback anymore, and in that instance, he showed it to the world. Not to mention, he lost another challenge, which is, what is he, like 4 of 19 or something?
He is the worst at challenges.
Crazy.
He's always late with it.
And yeah, it just like,
I don't want to throw it, but I'm going to throw it and be wrong.
Yeah, he's the guy who seems to hit on 18 a lot because he's got a feeling a 3 is coming. Let's do headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
I mean, you want to talk about all-time worst people to sit next to at a blackjack table or poker table?
That guy.
Mike McDaniel.
That guy. Oh, yes. Oh, Crowder and I almost went to blows. Crowder's Mike McDaniel at the blackjack table.
Oh, my God.
Hit. That's my card. Actually, it's my card because I said hit, Hawk.
Crowder, you don't want to hit there. You have 19. Don't. Is there a rule that says I can't?
It's my money.
It's an unwritten rule, but you're affecting me and the rest of the table. We literally almost came to blows.
You hit on 18?
I think he hit on 20. I think he split face cards.
It was one of those where the guy, the dealer, had a three and I had a six.
No.
And he was like, hey, you can just stay here.
The drunker he got, the more loosey-goosey he got. And
that would make me hot because he's just the rich, drunk NFL player trolling everybody else at the table now.
Oh, it was awful. And then he's like verbally assaulting the dealer. It was terrible. I had to step in.
Give me the card, damn it. You don't want to do this. Is your money or my money?
Play of the game, Minka, the pick two. Potential play of the game, or the play of the game that ended up not being the play of the game, was Chris Olave dropping a game-winning touchdown.
In his hands.
That was bad.
Crazy. In his hands.
What happened to Jack Jones? He just kind of...
Jack Jones.
Olave said, who?
We will never forget the punch out.
Two of them.
And the game-sealing interception yeah. in Madrid as well.
He's the best defensive back you have. I know Minka had a game.
Well, people were doing this yesterday. I wanted to ask you guys, there's no doubt that the trade Miami won. Now, looking back on it.
Joe Shad tweeted something like that. Like,
through
hey.
Week 13, and I have Minka's numbers here, through 12 games, 72 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, his first career sack, 6 passes defended, a forced fumble, and an interception. You look across to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, there's boo birds. They're yelling, fire Tomlin.
They're a disaster. I was telling Crowder during one of the commercial breaks, this is heading towards like an end of season cataclysmic blow up between Tomlin, yep. Rodgers, and everyone else involved, including Jalen Ramsey. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not a quiet guy. There's going to be fireworks, man.
A-Rodge is an FU person. Once he's upset with you, he's just F you, get out of my face forever. Mike Tomlin's the same way.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, so they're going to talk me hard with something. They're going to be in a room at some point, and they're both going to be the FU level, and it's going to just totally fall apart. And now your team, the other team, has got to pick a side. And my rival Mike T or might go with Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to tell y'all, 95% are going with Mike T.
Tomlin. I think 99% are going with Tomlin.
So now Rodgers is getting cussed out. It is going to blow up this locker room, and I can't wait.
I don't blame Aaron Rodgers yesterday because he's playing with a broken hand on his left hand. He's playing with a cast. He's getting terrorized in the backfield. Did you guys see at the end of the game, they go for it on 4th and 2 with like 10 minutes left to run up the middle. No chance. Gainwell's brought down like 5 yards behind the line to gain. Aaron Rodgers, they cut to him on the sideline. He was bleeding earlier because he got sacked. His nose is busted.
He's got the hat on.
He's got the hat on. He's just sitting there. It's freezing. You know his bones hurt because he's old as hell. I mean, he's miserable.
He's miserable. Yeah. He's absolutely miserable. And he thought at the beginning of the season, he's like, hey, see, the Jets were a dumpster fire, and look what we got going on here. And it's just getting worse and worse.
Hand the ball off some, you know, throw on third down every now and again. We'll win 10 games.
December 1st, 2026, Aaron Rodgers will be on a beach somewhere.
Oh, he should be on a beach right now. This season was a mistake. He waited too long. I think, who's that guy that he played last week against the Bears? Came in for Rodgers for a couple of snaps.
Mason Rudolph.
He's better than Aaron Rodgers right now. He is. I watched him against the Bears. He's better than Aaron Rodgers right now.
It might get to a point to what we were talking about a second ago where they tell Aaron just don't come back to the facility.
Yeah.
Just week 16, they're out of the playoffs too. There's no reason for this nastiness to be between us. Aaron, retire right now. Just chill.
I think the Dolphins play them in prime time, right?
Monday Night Football after the New York Jets next week.
You could be watching. A lot of people are suggesting on social media you could be watching Mike Tomlin coaching against his next team. Because if he's tired of Pittsburgh and the Dolphins, Stephen Ross, if he's going to move on from Mike McDaniel, it's not going to be another guy in that style of, hey, we're going to pluck the next great thing. It would be to get an established star, a Harbaugh, you know, that he's tried before. He wanted Tom Brady, obviously an established quarterback. If he thinks he might be able to get his hands on Mike Tomlin, look out below.
Go for it.
Go for it.
We had a damn chance 19 years ago.
Yeah.
He was too hip-hop.
That's right.
Damn dummies.
He's not leaving Pittsburgh, man. What are we doing here?
He's at the end of the road there. I mean, I said that there was earlier in the season, you guys were like, no, there's a coaching hot seat for him. He's run his course there. Legendary coach. Mike Ditka, you don't remember because you were too young, but Mike Ditka was a legendary coach for the Bears, the 85 season or whatever. And then it just kept falling off, and they had to let him go. Yep. They haven't had any postseason success.
Andy in Philly? Andy Reid was godsent, and he ran out.
Yeah.
Belichick in New England ran out.
Like, I mean, Tomlin's lasted longer than any of those guys.
Pete Carroll, the Legion of Boom time? Oh, you wanted him? It runs out, Solano.
Right, but had Andy Reid won a Super Bowl with McNabb, it probably wouldn't have run out as quick. And Mike Tomlin...
They won a Super Bowl.
No. The Eagles never won a Super Bowl. They got to a Super Bowl and lost to the New England Patriots.
That was that the T.O. broke leg game?
Mm-hmm. 2004. They never won a Super Bowl.
Throwing up in the huddle.
2006 or whatever. But my point is, Hawk, had he had Big Ben for all these years and they're not winning, I get it. Where do they turn? I mean, they literally would have to blow it up.
Yeah,
completely.
Yeah. But sometimes you have to reset it. Like, they haven't been able to.
But you're the guy that's saying they're close. The Dolphins. The Dolphins are close. The Dolphins are close. Why would you blow it up? You're closer than you would be if you blow it up. The Steelers are close. They're literally a good quarterback. I should say an average quarterback away from at least playoff wins.
I'm just telling you that some guys run their course in certain franchises. Right. It happened with Tannehill here. We've talked about that before. Mike Tomlin, like, you're looking at it from an outsider. Pittsburgh's tired of him. Steelers fans are tired of him. They just are. Nick Sirianni, Eagles fans were done with him last season. Yeah. You remember?
Yep.
I mean, done with him. It happens. Now, again, he resurrected it and is fine. And maybe with a new quarterback, Tomlin would do just fine. But also, Tomlin may be done as well. Like, hey, time for me to go somewhere new, and Miami is an appealing location.
And you have to move the bar. Miami, we haven't won a playoff game in 25 years. That cuts you deep. And Pittsburgh has changed because they were winning championships. They haven't won a playoff game since 2016. This year will be 10 years of them. Their standards are way different than our standards down here.
Right. Well, it's what the Dolphins' standards used to be, but you know what? At least they're in the playoffs. They've had above 500 seasons.
Now that's his floor.
But I'm saying, like, that's so hollow. You don't accept that for the Heat, right? Well, at least they make it to the playoff. Like, again, it's just different standards right now. We would love to be in the playoffs. They're not satisfied with getting to the playoffs and going nowhere years and years and years in a row.
I would look at it, if I'm a Steelers fan, I look at it like the Patriots. We're getting rid of Belichick. Who are we going to find? We got to go find the next Mike Vrabel. We got to go find the next young guy that understands this system and, you know, and there's a lot more to it. He has damn Drake May, but move on and get from okay to competing for championships again.
I'm just saying, since Big Ben, Mason Rudolph, Kenny Pickett, Mitchell Trubisky, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but those are Tomlin's decisions too. Like, you can't absolve him of that if you're a Steelers fan.
That's true.
There might be two or three coaches I take over Mike Tomlin right now.
I don't think there's any, in my opinion. Like, I regard Mike Tomlin as.
I mean, Andy Reid, though.
Andy Reid's up there. Yeah. And I know him personally. That damn Sean McVay, I love him.
Yeah.
McVay's, because he's young, too, and it's just what he does with the offense. I love Sean McVay.
You know, I'd like to watch that.
You had it. Yeah, you did.
I did have it. It was great.
You know, that's the same crew.
It was great.
McVay, Kevin O'Connell, Mike McDaniel, Raheem Morris, all of them were the Shanahan crew.
And it was working. It was great.
Why didn't we get McVay? Got the little one that mumbles.
Bryce Young took it to McVay yesterday. Maybe we should be doing Tua versus Tyler Shuck. Who would you rather have?
Tell you what, he didn't look bad yesterday either. He got it rolling a little bit.
Numbers were way better.
I might consider that Minnesota quarterback over too.
Tonight, Drake May versus Jackson Dart, the Patter, 7.5-point favorite. That's the number one overall seed in the AFC, by the way.
Wait, Jackson Dart is back?
Mm-hmm.
He is?
Yep. He's athletic. White boys are different nowadays, Hawk.
Wow. I thought he was gone for the season.
Jackson Dart?
Yeah.
The quarterback?
Oh. Yeah.
No, he just had a concussion.
Oh. Skivo.
I know he's gone, but yeah. I thought they were both done for the season.
Man, it's pumpkin pie season. Pumpkin spice, pumpkin pie.
That's like nature's elixir.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. White guys get rolling this time of year.
You give me that. If I'm feeling low or sluggish, I don't even need the testosterone sometimes. I get a pumpkin spice latte.
What? Woo. Almond milk, man, y'all get going.
Yeah, that's what do they call it? Resurrection juice in the NFL.
I didn't realize it was Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
I thought this was going to be a runaway New England win, but Dart didn't play last week, did he?
No, he missed a couple.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's still going to be a runaway win.
You think?
I believe so. The defense, Giants defense isn't bad, but I don't think they can score.
I think the Patriots are kind of legit. Unfortunately, they're legit.
I think they are legit.
Yeah. I hate it. Yeah. We'll never run the AFC East.
We're the hottest team in the AFC East. Right?
Out of here, man.
At the Jets, Steelers, Monday Night Football, the Bengals, Sunday Night Football the week after, the Bucks, and then at New England, who might have the number one seed locked up, gentlemen. That's what's next.
All right.
2-3.
The Heat, they play the Clippers tonight at 7:30. They got the Pistons on Saturday, and it wasn't good. It was bad until the final 4 minutes. Miami made a little run at it. They got within two, but Cade Cunningham is
the real
is
deal.
A hooper. Yeah. He's a hooper.
I bet you'll see Coach L tonight at the Kaseya Center.
With the Clippers?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a good call by
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Clippers are terrible.
Yes, they really are.
That's crazy.
They really are.
They have too much talent to be that bad.
Well,
those guys are hurting like Aaron Rodgers. They're all old.
Yeah.
The Heat, by the way, made the NBA Cup knockout round. They'll play the Magic next Tuesday. Tonight, Heat Clippers is at 7:30 p.m. You got Patriots hosting the Giants, 7.5-point favorites at home. And the Panthers are back at home mañana. Your weather in South Florida, brought to you by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com. Right now, hot, humid, cloudy. That's your weather.
All right, it's a Victory Monday here. We'll keep talking football.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea?
Water.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So Dan Radakovich sent out just kind of like a graphic. He also has done a newsletter explaining, obviously, he's lobbying for the Hurricanes to get in the college football playoffs. But the graphic just has some stats on it where if you look at it, and again, I guess you could do this with any team, but they have outscored their opponents this season 409 to 166.
Hmm.
That is a huge differential.
It is.
They are 10-2 on the season, 6-2 in the ACC. Common opponents against the field, Notre Dame, right?
Mm-hmm.
And head-to-head, Miami won. That was a top 10 win when they beat them. They had the common opponent of Stanford. Miami beat Stanford by 35. Notre Dame beat them by 29.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Syracuse, Notre Dame won by 63. Remember, they put up 70 at the end of the season, which was a great style victory, no doubt. Miami beat Syracuse by 28, but Notre Dame beat them by 63. Pitt. Miami beat Pitt just this week by 31. Notre Dame beat them by 22. NC State. Miami beat NC State by 34. Notre Dame beat them by 29. So four common opponents and a head-to-head matchup against Notre Dame. Miami beat them head-to-head and beat three of their four common opponents by more points. Florida State, head-to-head. Miami. I'm sorry, Alabama. Alabama, common opponent, Florida State. Miami beat Florida State by 6. Alabama lost to them by 14. Texas.
Yep.
Common opponent?
UF.
Florida. Miami beat them by 19. Texas lost to Florida by 8. I mean, there's some real valuable data here that leads you to something. I'm reading some of the other stuff in here.
The Notre Dame one is, I don't say the best argument, but whatever. It's the one they talk about the most because they're not in a conference. I can't even argue SEC with them. They don't have a lot of great teams that they played this season. They have maybe 2 quality wins, and y'all whoop their ass when y'all are on the same field together. That's the frustration. That's why I think that we've heard for a couple hours today.
The 2 losses on the Dan Radakovich graphic, the 2 losses, SMU in overtime. By 6 points in overtime. Louisville by 3 points. Their 2 losses this year were by a total of single digits.
Yeah.
20 plus points and 300 plus yards in every game this season. Power conference opponents averaged 15 points this season. They have a top 20 offense in the country, top 10 defense in the country. They have top projected draft picks up the wazoo.
Mm-hmm.
That's my own editorial, the wazoo.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And they have, in all honesty, one of the most exciting players in all of college football in Malachi Toney.
That's true.
It's hard to imagine the college football playoffs is better without Miami. And I'm not even asking for a pity entrance. They deserve it. This is why it's so maddening. Mm-hmm. By almost every statistical point, they deserve to be there. By the eye test, they deserve to be there. And by the personnel that they're putting out on the field, they deserve to be there.
That's why I asked about the draw. Because it's some reason why they're disrespecting the Canes. Radakovich did a great job with those numbers.
Yeah.
That was a lot of stuff I didn't even know. The head-to-head, the point differentials and all. And that's what this committee is supposed to be looking at. Why are the Canes not respected as the other teams are? They used to be. This isn't Butch Davis Canes anymore. This is after Al Golden. This is after all those guys.
But what I think it is, if you're saying why aren't they as respected as Notre Dame? I mean, Notre Dame's Notre Dame. You're never going to achieve that. Notre Dame is an iconic collegiate brand. It's a brand associated with college football and Americana and, you know, doing the right thing. Remember the Catholics versus convicts. If you're trying to say, how come the Canes don't have as much national support and recognition and excitement as Notre Dame, they never will. No one ever will. Notre Dame is a unique brand. It's why they're able to be an independent college football program. That's how well respected and loved that brand is. They don't need a conference.
There's
almost no teams that could do that.
And I've been to South Bend, and they only have 8,000 students to put national championship teams on the field and be able to recruit them. It is a total different thing. Maybe because there's nobody. When I was coming out, UM wasn't Notre Dame. You're talking about the national respect. But I'm looking at Ed Reed. I'm looking at Ray Lewis. I'm looking at – that was when Claire's was young. I'm looking at Frank. I'm looking at CP. I'm looking at Willis. I'm looking at Andre Johnson. There are Canes.
Number one pick in the NFL draft this season. Number one overall pick in the NFL draft. And who's coming out? Reuben Bain?
Mm-hmm.
Mezidor? Carson Beck? All these guys are going to be drafted, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It may be, but who's the last one before Cam? Was it?
Well, why why do we have to keep moving the goalposts? Like you literally had the number one overall draft pick last season.
Respect was built. It's built where they got back last year with Cam. Now you're seeing Reuben Baines, and you know Reuben Baines is my favorite player in college football.
How many times do you have to beat Notre Dame to get respect? I mean, don't you just have to beat them the one time during the season?
I'm on your side. It seems like the disrespect is deeper than on-the-field point differentials.
Yeah, but the reality is Notre Dame, sure, their cachet in terms of brand is way bigger than Miami's, but Miami's like one of the only brands, even despite them not being as successful as some of the other teams, can still like hold a candle to the top programs in the country. The reality is, though, like Alabama has been dominant since the late 2000s, and that brand holds way more cachet in the sense of like people thinking they belong with the best teams. And Notre Dame does as well because they were in a championship game last year, and Miami hasn't. They haven't had that type of success. And I also think there's some bias against Miami. Like, to totally throw that out.
Always has been.
Is ridiculous in my – Crowder.
The bias towards the convicts and Catholics?
No, no. People don't think Miami belongs in the conversation. The brand of Miami, the Hurricanes, the U, belongs in the conversations with college football royalty, which is – goes back a long time. But Hawk, it's not only that. I think Miami hasn't been as good, but what's funny here is that they don't want to give them the chance to be good anymore. Like,
well,
they don't want to put them in the situation.
The more I think about it too, though, like if you're doing the where are the draft picks, when are the last top Notre Dame draft picks?
I think they're
Rocket Ismail? I don't know. I honestly don't know.
They had a bunch of defenders go last year. But to your point, it wasn't Cam Ward.
But
it wasn't Heisman Trophy winner. It wasn't number
picks.
One.
They were
the
national championship game a year ago.
My thing about the draft picks was Notre Dame, I don't know if y'all want to admit it because they're messing over the Canes. Their brand is bigger than their team success.
A thousand times.
It's Notre Dame.
A thousand times.
That's what Notre Dame is.
But it still has to, like you go back to the Hurricanes with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and go, that's the Miami. Notre Dame was built on Newt Rockne in 1875. Offense to Brady Quinn and Chris Zorich, but I mean, what are we doing here?
I think the Canes were built on players more than, like, I don't think It's All About the U is a song that's played anywhere else but here. It's not all about the U around the nation.
But people know
you're
the
from
Hurricanes
Miami.
Brand.
It's not. You could find a Yankees hat. You could find a Yankees hat anywhere in the world.
Crowder,
you're not finding a Hurricanes hat in California or Texas.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, you're not.
100%.
Yes, you are.
I travel all the time.
No, you are.
Tell me what the hell you talking about. You think
you think that
U is world? Not with world. We won't go world. Nationwide known. I think y'all are
100%. It's why they're constantly on national TV. It's why Paul Feinbaum, even when they're
nationally
asked, spends segments talking about the Miami.
I got to tell you, there's no question in my mind that more Hurricanes hats and more Hurricanes apparel is sold nationally than the Gators, LSU, and Ole Miss combined.
The Canes are beating SEC sales.
Yes.
You're crazy.
Nationally.
You're crazy. Well, look, you're crazy.
Absolutely.
There's
I don't know if you can break it down nationally, but I guarantee you.
There's no chance.
Crowder. Yeah. Crowder.
No,
Miami plays at Cal last year.
You think there's a bunch of people in Philadelphia saying, let's go Canes.
Yes.
I can, boy, that Brad Kaya.
Yes.
They travel better than any ACC program
They don't even go to their own games.
Yeah, that was a bad argument.
No, but it's true. It's true. But you're right. They don't. But the people who live in California, the people who live in Virginia, they're Canes fans. Why are they Canes fans? Because they grew up watching the late 80s, early 2000s, early 90s Canes that were dominant. The same reason the Dolphins have a ton of fans in Europe, because they grew up watching Dan Marino.
Well, I just think that national fandom is built from teams over the years that you were exposed to over and over and over again. And in the 80s and 90s, I mean, early 2000s, that was Miami. They were Alabama. The way that we see Alabama now. So you can't all of a sudden say that just drops off a cliff. That's where it comes from. It's built from that.
That was when was the last success? What was that, 2002?
But that's my point.
That was 23 years ago,
fellas.
That
was my point. That's why they're losing these types of battles. Notre Dame, even though they haven't won a natty, they've been in the natty. Alabama, even though this year maybe they're not as good as those teams, for the past 15 years, they were there. Every single year, they're in that conversation. So people are looking at the Canes saying, no, no, the U's not back. You have to prove it to us. Well, guess what? You're not giving us the opportunity to go prove it to you.
Well, you got to get to the ACC title game. Like, you got to handle it yourself. But guess who else has never been to an ACC title game?
Oh.
Notre Dame. I'll take that as a dub. I'll take that as a dub. I mean, if you do them head-to-head, neither team has been in an ACC title game.
Neither of them have won the ACC.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Got a horse running at Saratoga? Give me anything. You got a lottery ticket? You got some numbers? What do you got?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.